Welcome to this brand new month here. It's time for me, stagnancy and flow. So you'll have read above a little bit about why I wanted to cover this topic and how I hope it helps you over the course of the next 4 to 5 weeks. So this is a really, really important piece, I feel, to our life, because as I explained above, life is about movement forward, backward, the light and dark of life, the good and the bad, and it moves in that ebb and flow energy. And we move in that ebb and flow energy, but sometimes we can actually get stuck in stagnant energy for quite a long period of time. And this is due to the fact that when we are feeling blocked and stagnant, our stresses can start to pile up, our body can become fatigued, we can start to burn out or feel drained mentally or emotionally, and we're not able to actually deal with or cope with the stresses that do come up, and they actually make us feel even more blocked and more stagnant. And you could stay in stagnancy for years. What I also want to look at is this piece of just, there could be some small stagnancy in your life at the moment that you want to work through. But when we really dig deep into this topic, it really goes into our core self, our value of ourselves, our belief about ourselves, and a belief about how we should be moving through our life. And that's what actually creates flow. We've been seeing a lot lately, obviously, of people getting sick with COVID, for example. We're having another surge of it. But I've been seeing a lot with members, as like yourselves, in the membership and through my readings with clients, is that people are burning out so much. Nearly every person I've spoke to over the last 4 weeks have been burning out, either just mentally burning out from the kind of taxing energy that we're feeling globally, from work, from family stuff, just feeling like they just need a break from all of this really difficult global energy we're living in, the stagnancy of COVID, back and forth, up and down. People are feeling a lot more tired than they normally would be. And we're in spring, which is where our energy starts to come back. And I haven't really been seeing that. And it really got me thinking, why is that happening? Yes, we've got a lot going on globally, but what's going on for us individually, where this is coming up more and more for us? And then we have the energy of stagnancy, where we create stagnancy ourselves, how we procrastinate on things, how we hold ourselves back because we don't feel good enough. So this month, we're going to delve into it all. We're going to start off for the first 2 weeks really looking at where this stagnancy is coming from on a deeper level, on an emotional level, on a subconscious level, and why it's there and what areas you're experiencing it in. And then we're going to look at flow. We all want our life to flow. We all want things to be good. And those moments or periods of time where life is in flow, we think, oh God, I'll never go back to the way it was. And then something happens and we're straight back there. I know for myself personally, over the last month, I've had a lot going on medically. And what I really, really found was that when I needed to take some time off for like some procedures and things, I wasn't actually really able to do that because of the volume of my work. And what I recognize with that is I love what I do. And over the last year or so, I have come out of a stagnant period of quite a number of years and was in a flow period where everything was moving. And I was so excited about moving with that flow that I actually really, really overdid it. So we have to learn with the balance of flow as well, that things can be in flow and we can be full of energy and full of beings, but we overdo it and we overexert ourselves, and actually the impact that that has on our body and our mind. And then we kind of go backwards a bit. So it's like, how do we keep this consistent flow piece where we are moving forward, that when difficult things come up, as they will, they always will, some really difficult, some, you know, mediocre kind of difficulties, how we can use this flow energy. So we start to think of the universe or life, let's say, the life force energy of flow as a separate entity to us, even visualize it like a person. And imagine you're working in partnership with that person, which is the universe or life force energy. And you're coming together to say, I'm going to show up with my clear vision for what I want. I'm going to show up with my knowing that I'm listening to myself for what is going to be good for me and what I desire in my life. And then we allow the universe to show us how that can happen and when that will happen. But we show up with our vision and our steps to move forward. And that's what I really want us to look at as well over this month. So I'm really excited to get started on this. I hope you enjoy it. And as per usual, if you've any questions at all, please do get in touch with me and let me know how you're feeling and what's going on for you. And make sure you have, like last month, I asked you to get a notebook. I'd like you to continue on with the notebook as well. It's really important for you to have your own journal, as well as the journals I give you, to work through things that come up. and kind of jot things down. So even if you don't have a lot of time to give to this topic this month, you may listen to the teachings, write some stuff down, and come back to it at another time. So here's to a really wonderful month ahead, and I look forward to talking to you really soon.